Hi, friends. Before we get started, do you know your number one marketing asset? Have you ever thought about that? No matter what kind of business you have, whether you're a coach, a consultant, maybe you host events, maybe you offer a service or even products. Have you thought about what your number one best marketing asset is? Well, I'm here to tell you today that it's you. And if you're not leveraging it, you're missing out on attracting your right people and actually growing your business. You're stalling the growth of your business by not leveraging you. You have to realize the market right now is totally packed and saturated. And in order for you to stand out, you're going to have to be unique. And in order to be unique, you can leverage your authentic self. It will make life so much easier. You will feel empowered and you will be ready to get out there and market your business. So make sure you get registered right now for the training. Scroll down in the show notes right now. There should be a little link in there. And you can also go to KimberlyBrock.com/vibe, V-I-B-E, because you're about to discover your authentic marketing vibe in the training. I can't wait. So anyways, make sure you register for that training. You will get the replays. If you can't be there, they'll be available for about a week. Okay. And then you will get the printables and you will be entered to win a super cute prize. So make sure you get registered now. I can't wait to see you on Wednesday. We're going to kick this off. It's the first time I've done this training officially, not inside one of my programs and outside to the public for free. So make sure you register and I'll see you on Wednesday, May 1st.
Well, hello, this is Kimberly Brock, and for over 20 years, I've been running my own businesses that have not only been profitable, but personally fulfilling to me. So now I'm on a mission to help other new business owners, just like you, make money doing what you love too. Now we're going to have some fun, so let's get started.
Well, hello, this is Kimberly. It's episode 117, and I am so glad that you're here today because I'm having a little talk with you. I'm sitting you down. And I'm having a really nice, serious talk with you about why your business is so much bigger than just right now. It's so much bigger than that. And we're going to have a talk about that today. If you are new, welcome. I'm so glad that you have found this podcast because I have no doubt that it's going to be so valuable to you as you start your new business and you embark on this journey for making money, doing what you love. And I'm just so happy that you're here. If you are new, make sure right now that you subscribe to the podcast. So all you have to do is click the follow or subscribe button, whatever it says, if you're an Apple Podcasts or, you know, the apps keep changing the little names of follow and subscribe. So make sure you do that so you get notified when I drop new episodes each week. And I want to let you know I've got a free Facebook group. So if you are starting a business, if you're starting a business, doing what you love, maybe you've got a passion or skill, and you would love to be around other women starting businesses too, then make sure you click the link below. I'm inviting you to come in the group today because you need to be a part of it. It's so much fun and the ladies are amazing and supportive. And if you've been listening a while, thank you all so much to all my loyal listeners. This podcast just continues to grow and grow. So thank you so much for being so loyal. And I am reading a review today. So let's get excited. This one is called, well, she titled it, I think it's a she, maybe not. Hey, you should never assume, right? Okay, the title is amazing. And the person who wrote the review is PBPOCHE. I have no idea how to pronounce that. PBPOCHE. I have no idea. Anyways, it says amazing. It says, I just recently started my own cake pop business. I came on podcasts and searched small business tips or something like that. And I'm so happy I ended up here. Kimberly is so helpful and motivational. I've been binging the last few days and leave my 8 to 5 motivated to keep building my business instead of drained, not wanting to do anything. Okay, how amazing is that, that you went from like drained to now being so motivated to build this business dream of yours? So thank you so much, PBPOCHE. Is that how you pronounce it? I don't even know. But I want to thank you so much for taking time to write this. It means so much to me. And I'm so glad that it's motivating you. And I'm just so excited for your cake pop business. And if you've been listening a while and you have never left a review, would you be so kind as a huge favor to me to leave a review? Because I can't help but think that it tells Apple and all the other players that this is a valuable and good podcast. So if you are finding value, I would love it if you would take 30 seconds to give it a 5-star rating and write a quick review. It would mean the world to me. So that is it. Okay, on to the episode. Well, hello, everyone. I hope y'all are having an awesome day. I'm getting back into the swing of things here. It's January when I'm recording this, 2022, and the holidays just went by so fast and everything's so crazy. And oh my goodness, I love getting back into the swing of things. I'm a workaholic. Well, I'm self-proclaimed. I wonder if my husband would say that. He probably would. Yeah, my kids, everyone would say that. Y'all, I love what I do. I love running my own business. It's the best thing. It is so awesome. And I want you to know right now, if you are just starting your business or you're dreaming of it, you can live this dream too. And it is the best thing in the world. I'm just so happy. And I've been reflecting because if you listened to last week's episode, did you listen to episode 116? I had a client of mine, Kim Aguilar, on. She has a landscape design and consulting business, and she quit her job like 6 months ago. And I had to interview her because her business is doing fantastic. It's growing. She's working hard every day. This is not a walk in the park. She is working hard every day. And something she said still won't leave me. And I talked about it on the podcast. I posted about it on social media. If you saw, if you're in my Facebook group, I posted about it, like a little video about it. I even emailed everyone on the email list about this. And it is worth repeating again. So I'm going to repeat this right now because it's in the spirit of this episode. Okay. So this episode is about you realizing that your business is so much bigger than right now. Okay. It's so much bigger than right now. So Kim last week shared that one of the main reasons why she started her business so that she could be more present at home with her kids, namely her youngest daughter, because her other ones are older. And I think they're all out of the house. Like, I'm trying to remember. But her youngest is in school and I think maybe junior high age. And she said the reason she wanted to be home, and this is when I said cue the tissues, because it brings tears to my eyes every time I think about it. And now I'm saying it, I'm getting tears in my eyes again. She said so that she could brush the tangles out of her daughter's hair every morning before school. I mean, that is her why. She wants to be present with her daughter before school and do all those things that she missed with her other children. And she said she could not wait to be in Carline, that she got teary-eyed when she got to be in Carline after she quit her full-time job and was running this business and, you know, and started her business. She was teary-eyed to be in Carline because it meant so much to her to be able to pick her daughter up from school and have those conversations after school. Y'all, your business is bigger than the just now. It gives you moments like this that you dream of. Doesn't that touch your soul? I mean, it has to. When she told me that initially, when I interviewed her for the podcast, I was just about melting here on the other side of the Zoom call. And I just feel her heart, and she's just the sweetest thing. And I know you have a big why too. You have some reason that you've been wanting to start this business. Maybe you're not fulfilled in your full-time job. Maybe you just want to do this part-time to have a creative outlet. Maybe you stayed home with kids and now you're like ready to get back in it. I mean, for me, I'm just going to share really quick, and a lot of you have heard this, but I started my first business easily. I started on the side. I was working at Dell Computers. And then that was when I had my online businesses for so long, almost 19 years. Then I had a gap between selling those businesses and being here right now doing this, helping other people start their businesses, right? And I had that moment of breakdown. So I get all of you that have that moment where you're like, I can't do what I'm doing anymore. Like, what am I doing? I know I'm made for more. I know that I have so much within me. I know I have a gift to do something. What does it look like? And if you're feeling that, I feel you right now. The struggle is real. But you obviously have an inkling in your soul right now to want to start and build this business. So I want you to keep moving forward. And if you already have your business, then a round of applause to you. I'm so happy you're here. You know the feeling. It never hurts to revisit that feeling that we all had that got us where we are today. And it's so powerful and it's so meaningful. And that's why it ties into today's episode, because I want to talk you through your business is more than just now. You know this, right? And there's people that have businesses just for the right now. Okay. Take, for example, my son. I've mentioned this before. He had a power washing business where he's making money. And then he started trying to flip cell phones and was buying cell phones and electronic equipment cheap from people at school when he was in high school. He's in college now. And he was just like, how do I do this? How do I do this really quick? I'm just trying to do cell phones. And then he bought some $500 course from somebody. I'm like, Grayson, what are you doing? Like, are you doing this for like long-term? Are you really just trying to make money? There may be something easier than trying to flip cell phones and fix them. And he was trying to fix screens. It was so tedious. It was tedious because he was having to get little tools and develop a skill he didn't have. He didn't really love this business. He was just trying to make money. And I'm thinking, well, you already have a power washing business. All you have to do is send a bulk text out to your clients and you can make money. But he was just trying to do stuff for the now. Okay. That's an example of doing a business for, you know, just right now. Okay. Some people, there's those get rich quick schemes that you'll hear on TV where people are starting a business for just right now. And it's not something long-term. It's just some kind of quick fix to make a quick, you know, bundle of cash and all that good stuff. But that's not why any of us are here. I mean, can we agree? We are here because we have a passion or a skill that we want to use. We do want to make money doing it, of course, because this is not a hobby. But we are serious about this, right? And we want to do this for a long time, just like I got to have my online businesses, y'all, for almost 19 years. I mean, it's crazy when I think back, like, did I really do that for that chunk of my life? I still almost can't believe it. Like, I'm sitting here going, was I really in business that long? That's pretty amazing, I guess. But I mean, for the longest time, my husband kept saying that, like, this is awesome. Like, you've been in business this long. And I'm like, it is? Like, I didn't really get it. And now, because I'm so mature now, right? I'm laughing. That was a joke. But I am turning 50 this year. But I am able to reflect back and see, you know, this whole process and what it has meant for me. And when Kim Aguilar said that last week on the podcast episode about being present for her daughter, I have taken that for granted, that I was home as a business owner and was there for everything, for every sickness, for every doctor appointment, whatever. I was there. I was there for all of it. And I want you to be there too. Or I want you to be present for whatever why you have, okay? As business owners, you can open a business for the now. It's not for long term. It's for a get rich quick. It's just to get some money. And it's not really meaningful. And it's not really fulfilling. It's just to do it to make money. Okay. But we're not here for that reason. We're here because we want to do this for a long time. When I started this business a couple of years ago, I said, this is what I want to do. I'm going to keep doing this. This is amazing. I love keeping apprised of all the business talk and helping new business owners see that their gift can be used for a profitable and fulfilling business. That's why I'm here. I'm here to motivate you and make you see that if you are teetering on that, like you're on a little seesaw going, I want to start this business, but I'm really scared. I don't know if I can do it. Is what I want to offer really good? The whole thing, I'm here to just level it out and go, you can. Look all around you. There's proof. I'm proof. There's proof all around you. And I'm going to keep having more guests on the show so you can see that this is possible and you can do this. It's one foot in front of the other. Okay. So how do you approach your business now that we know and we've settled this, that we are all in this for as long a haul as we wanted to take this, okay? So let's just all assume that the business that we're starting now is the one we want to keep forever. As a side note, some people do switch their type of businesses and that's totally okay. But we're talking about right now, you're going into this as if this is what you want to do for a while, right? So what happens because you are in this for the long haul? How do you approach this differently than, say, my son, who was just trying to, you know, repair cell phones and flip them or whatever, right? How do you approach it differently? Here is what happens. Because we are who we are, and we are the type of business owners who want to do this, we want it to be fulfilling, we want to make a difference, we want to make money, right? We want to use our God-given gifts for good. Okay, so we come up with an approach. That's the first thing we do. We take an approach. We don't just willy-nilly like show up and try to do this. We're actually taking an approach. And your approach may be right now researching, listening to podcasts like this, trying to figure out what to do. Some of you are hiring coaches. Some of you are joining groups, which by the way, I do one-on-one coaching. You know this, right? And I would love to help you. And I have a group called Grow Getters that gives you ongoing support as you get your business off the ground and get it growing and making money. But that's the approach that people take. You have to have a plan for moving forward. Okay. You have to have an idea, like an outline, like what am I doing? How am I doing this? If you don't know how to do this, I would say the first step, if you've just found me, I do have a mini workshop that will help you create a little business plan. Okay. And it's actually called a mini business plan, M-I-N-I, not M-A-N-Y, but M-I-N-I, a mini business plan. And you can access that right now. And you can start it right now and you can have your plan together. And I give you the whole approach for starting your business. Okay. So that's what we do. People that are serious about their business have an approach. I challenge you today to consider the approach you are using and is it working? Is it working? Is your approach working? Do you see gaps in there where you need help? Reach out if you do, whether it's me or anyone. Okay, I'm all about you just getting help. So yes, I would love to help you. But really, my whole mission here is to make sure that you're doing things right. And if it means you use your uncle, your dad, your brother, your son, your sister, a friend, whoever can help you, do that. Okay, just make sure you get help and you have a smart approach. That's what we do. People that are serious about their business, who want to be in this for the long haul, we have an approach. Okay? Okay. The second thing people like us do who want to do this business for a while is we take it seriously. We're giving it due diligence. We're not just in one day, out the next. We're not like the dieters on New Year's that do the keto diet or whatever diet for 4 days and then they're done. Okay? My husband has done that. He actually did the keto. This was a couple of years ago. He did the keto diet. And it actually really worked for him, and it's awesome for him. I can't do it because I have chronically low blood sugar, so I can't do any kind of fasting or low carb or anything like that. But that's a whole nother issue. My point is that then my husband tried to do it again, and it literally, I don't even know if it lasted 4 days, like 3 days. I was like, David, you can't keep doing this. Like, you can't keep eating peanut butter and pouring oil in a pan and, like, eating meat. Like, okay, let's try to figure this out. And I'm not knocking keto because it works for so many people. I'm just saying, if you're not really in it, if you're not really taking it seriously, if you're not going all in, it's not going to work. Okay, think about other things in your life that you've maybe dipped your toe in and then you were like, I'm out. Like, I'm not going to do this. Like, I tried yoga a few years back because I'm so inflexible and everyone says yoga, 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 you need to do it. And I couldn't do it. I did it like 3 times and that was it because I love to do cardio. Not that I'm like working out super hard. I'm not, because my back hurts all the time, but I just could not do yoga. So I have to figure another way to stretch my body. And I feel like I could do it at home. That's me. I'm not knocking yoga at all. I know there's a lot of yogis out there and you'll love it. And it's just the same. There's things that I do like cardio. My husband will not do cardio. He does not like it. He will not do it. If I said we need to get a cardio plan together, he would lay it out and in 3 days it'd be done. Okay. So we all know our limitations. I think that's the point of this. I'm not knocking anything. I'm just telling you to know your limitations, right? There's certain things that you'll try in life and you're like, okay, I'll try this for 3 or 4 days or 2 weeks, or I'm going to do this for a month. I'm going to go vegan, or I'm going to start going on walks. I'm going to walk my dog every day. And then it just fizzles out. You just don't do it because you're not really taking it seriously. Let's face it. You're not taking it seriously. With your business, you are. We, as a whole, people like us, we take things seriously. We're taking our business seriously because this means too much to us. Let's go back to your why. You have a big why. You have a reason why you started this business or dreamed of it years ago. You have a big why. Maybe it's a circumstance. Maybe you are getting a divorce. Maybe you're now an empty nester. Maybe you're now home with your kids. Maybe you want to start this part-time so that you can take it full-time. Maybe you want to just start it part-time and you want to keep it part-time along with your full-time job. I have many clients that do that and absolutely love it. And it's all good. Okay. But whatever you're doing, you're taking it seriously. You're giving it due diligence. So let's go ahead and backtrack. I've given you the first thing you do if you want a long-term business is to have an approach so you can get all your foundations created solidly and you are ready to roll and you've set yourself up for success. You have an approach, number one. Number two, you take it seriously. You get this whole process due diligence and you don't just dip your toe in for 4 days and then back out. Like you're actually in this and you're making a conscious effort that this is now part of your life. It's just like me. Y'all heard me say this before. I exercise every day. It is part of my life. There is no, like my husband knows anything going on, like what time is she working out? Because I just will. I have to. I'm now addicted and it's part of my life. I don't even have to try to take it seriously. It is part of my life. That's how it is with your business. And I'm sure if you love what you do with your business, like you're loving it, you're loving everything about it. Maybe you're a creative or a maker or a coach, whatever you are, I'm sure that you're taking it seriously because you love it, okay? So the third thing that those of us do who are building a business that we want to be sustainable and enjoy for a long time is we focus on making a difference. That's what we do. We focus on making a difference. And y'all, you know what? It's not that hard. It actually is the driving force. You probably haven't even realized it, but maybe you make something. Maybe you make candles, you make blankets, you make scarves, you make jewelry, or maybe you're a coach. Maybe you're a career coach. Maybe you're a life coach. Maybe you help people with a service. Maybe you're a copywriter, or you help organizations be more organized and move towards certain goals, right? Who knows? Y'all all have these different kinds of businesses, and I absolutely love seeing it. But we can all say that we are all trying to make a difference. Isn't that right? Like, we're not just buy this, you know, sell this, you know, we're not selling on just like for a quick sale on eBay. If you're building a business on eBay, you probably are trying to make a difference for all your clients. People like us are trying to make a difference. We're trying to use our gifts that we know that we have because, and I'm not saying that in an arrogant way, but we all know that we have some type of gift or we wouldn't be here, right? Or a skill, okay, that we've learned or that we've developed, okay, that came naturally to us. So you have a God-given gift, I believe. You know you have it. And you're focused on using that for good. And you're focused on making a difference for people. Because when you do that, it becomes addictive and you keep wanting to help people and you keep wanting to make a difference and you keep wanting to see them changed because of your product or service. And you may be saying, I make dog clothing. How am I really making a difference? And I challenge you to think that through because you really are making a huge difference. For example, I'm obsessed with my dogs. And if you got me something cute or something that I loved or I found something amazing that you offered, it would make my life better. It would put a smile on my face. It would make me happy every time I look at my dog. Maybe it was a cool collar. Maybe it was a cool harness. Maybe it was a cool outfit. Whatever it was, it makes my life better. It enriches my life because I love my dog. And so you probably know that, right? But I just want to challenge you. Whatever you're offering, focus on that difference, and yearn, okay, listen to me, yearn for those results. Because when you yearn for them, it keeps you going. It helps you develop products and services that you know will make a difference. And people will love you and they will keep coming back and they will say great things about you and they'll refer you. And what happens? You now have an ongoing business with referrals and you can do this for a long time. Okay, it's as simple as that. So let's review these again. Number one, when you're serious about your business and you want to do this for a long time, you have an approach to it. Okay, you don't just willy-nilly. It's just like if you started a diet, you just say, I'm starting a diet. Like you would actually have to go to the store. You would have to plan it out. Okay, right? So you have an approach. Okay, then the second thing that you are doing so that you can do this for a long time is take this seriously. You're not in it for 4 days. You're in it for as long as you can ride this train, right? And it's okay if you're in business for just a couple years or 6 years or 10 years or 15 years. You know that you want to do this for the foreseeable future. Am I right? Okay, so you're taking it seriously. You're giving it due diligence. You're reaching out for help because you are taking it seriously. You're getting mentors, coaches, joining programs, whatever it takes. You don't have to do too much, but pick somebody that you trust, okay? If you don't have anyone in your life right now that you can trust, of course, I would love to help you, and you can read about my programs below. The third thing that people like us do because we want to have our businesses for a long time is we focus on making a difference because we know that when we focus on that, it becomes this awesome, well-oiled machine. We come up with products or services that work. People are happy. They experience them. They make a difference. They refer people to us and we get more clients and it just keeps building and building and building. And that's what happened with me with my online boutiques years ago. I had the same customers buying over and over who would then tell people and they also gifted people my items and it just kept growing and growing and growing. It snowballs. So when you focus on making a difference, it all comes back to you and it's addictive and it's the best feeling in the world when you make a difference, okay? So remember, your business is bigger than just right now. This is long-term for the foreseeable future for however long you want it to be, okay? And I'm just so proud of you that you are here. So many people never make it here. They don't even pursue this little inkling in their soul, and you are, and you're doing this, and I'm so happy for you. So again, I'm glad you're here. If you're new, welcome. You're probably like, who is this crazy lady on this podcast? And if you've been listening a while, thank you so much. If you need an approach to starting your business, I have that mini business plan workshop you can start on right now. Tonight, get it printed out, a one pager. You're going to have a whole plan and a whole approach for your business. Okay. Even if you're not 100% sure you want to start it, this is a great way to like test the waters too and look at it and see what it would take to start your business. Okay. And then if you need personal help, like really quick, we can do a 90-minute strategy session. Or if you want ongoing help as you get your business started, you get it off the ground and you get it growing, then come join us in Grow Getters. We would love to have you. I have an amazing group of ladies in there that are so supportive, who are all pursuing their business dreams. I'd love to have you. Okay, have a great day. Bye now.
Now, this episode may be over, but our relationship does not have to end here. Head on over to KimberlyBrock.com. And yes, you can get more valuable information for your journey. And you know what? You don't need to go through this alone. I would love to help you. Thank you so much and have a great day. Bye.